I'm Frank Stacio, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Frank.
Hey, I hear you're busy directing a puzzle event this month. Tell us about it.
Well, it's the Ninth World Puzzle Championship, which I'm directing. It starts Wednesday, October 11th at the Marriott Hotel in Stamford, Connecticut. There are 25 countries participating, largest ever. And the special thing is there's a championship playoff among the top 10 players 2 weeks from today, October 15. The public is invited, it's free, and it should be a great show.
Great, Will. Well, I'm sure that they're going to be enjoying challenges like the one you gave us last week, which in fact was pretty difficult. Can you repeat it for us?
Yes, it was based on a puzzle in an old book from 1947. The original puzzle asked to think of 10 uncapitalized four-letter words that differ only in their first letters. Well, I thought about this puzzle and came up with 14 uncapitalized four-letter words that differ only in their first letters. I said all the words are fairly common, and one of them is a fairly new word that would not have been known in 1947. No plurals allowed. What words are they?
Okay, and what do you have?
Well, my answer, the first word was bine, B-I-N-E, and then you get sine with a C, dine, fine, kine, which is the old-fashioned plural of cow, line, mine, nine, pine, sign, tine, vine, wine, and the last word is zine, Z-I-N-E. That's that modern word, which is an amateurish publication, usually put out by a single enthusiast.
Okay, and you left one out, though.
What's that?
Gine, G-I-N-E.
What's that? Well, I'm gine downtown today.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's an Australian word, actually. It means your loss is my gain.
Good.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, well, so now we're up to 15. We got 200 correct answers to this week's challenge. And our winner chosen at random, as always, is Monica Pereira, and she's from Athens, Georgia. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Will.
What do you do in Athens?
I'm a reference librarian at the Science Library of the University of Georgia.
Reference, that's great, but no looking up the answers. We don't have that kind of time.
Oh, certainly.
Okay. You ready to play?
I believe so.
All right, let's go.
All right, Monica and Frank, today's puzzle is called Say What? Every answer is a word or name that begins with the syllable say. For example, if I gave you the clue polio vaccine discoverer, you would say Sabin. All right, number one, a cavalry sword.
Saber.
Saber is right. Number two, holy, H-O-L-Y.
Sacred.
Sacred is right. Massachusetts town where Nathaniel Hawthorne was born.
Salem.
Excellent. To enjoy the taste of.
Savor.
Yes. French artist who painted the card players. First name is Paul.
I need a little help on this.
You know what we're doing? See, you know, Monica, you and I did the same thing. We're thinking of S-A-Y, but in fact,
I pulled a change up on you here.
It can begin with a C, and then it would...
Cezanne is right. Excellent. Game show host, Pat.
Game show host.
Ooh, you don't watch Wheel of Fortune, I have a feeling.
Should we give you a vowel?
Pat Sajak.
Pat Sajak is right. Longtime 60 Minutes newsman.
I'm blanking.
First name is Morley.
Safer.
Morley Safer is right. Northern animal with a valuable fur.
Sable.
Sable. Popular watchmaker.
Seiko.
Seiko is right. Extreme cruelty.
Sadism.
Sadism is right. A big name in electronic games.
Electronic games,
C. Starts with S-E this time. Four letters.
Sega.
Sega is right. Like ocean water.
Saline.
Saline is right. In myth, a part man, part goat figure.
Satyr.
Satyr. Island nation in the Indian Ocean.
Seychelles.
Seychelles is right. Passover dinner.
Satyr.
Yes. 1953 hit by Eartha Kitt, whose title is French for It's So Good. It's three words.
It wouldn't be C'est la vie, would it?
No, I should have thought of that, but it's not that.
It doesn't mean what you said, yeah.
But you've got the right first word. Do you know this one, Frank?
C'est bon.
C'est bon is right. And your last one, having great wisdom.
Sage.
Not quite. No, et has to be the first syllable, is say.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tell you the answer is related to a word that fills this blank. Homo blank.
Sapien?
Sapient is correct.
Very good. Nice work, Monica.
Thank you.
You've been practicing for this.
I don't know how one could practice this.
Exactly right. Well, look, for playing our game, you get the weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary and Thesaurus in your choice of hardcover or CD-ROM. You get the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley, and from Times Books, the Puzzle Master presents a collection of mind twisters heard right here from the Twisted Minds of Weekend Edition Sunday. Tell us, Monica, what's your public radio station?
WUGA-FM in Athens, Georgia.
Great. Thank you very much, Monica. From Athens, Georgia, you are terrific.
Thank you both.
Thanks.
Will, what do we have to work on for next week?
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Elizabeth Gorski of New York City. Name a well-known actor. First name has 7 letters, last name has 6 letters, and the last name starts with a G. Remove the G and rearrange the remaining letters to name a well-known newsman. Again, first and last names. Who is it? So again, a well-known male actor, 7-6, last name starts with a G. Drop the G, rearrange the remaining letters to name a well-known newsman. Who is it?
Nothing to it. And when you have the answers, send us a postcard at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. 20001. Our email address, puzzle@npr.org, puzzle@npr.org. The deadline for entries, the close of business Thursday, and we'd like you to include both your home and work telephone numbers, and we'll call you if you're our winner. You'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Frank.
While I sat down,